Taylor Smith starts her car. She drives on the busy streets of San Ysidro to the nearest McDonald's. As she parks, she watches the pedestrians crossing the streets and more people walking into the fast food restaurant. A man passes by the front of her car holding a checkered blanket. Strange, she thought. It's the middle of summer. She reaches in her glove box for hand sanitizer but couldn't find it. Oh well, I'll just wash up inside. She pulls open the door and is greeted by the cool air conditioning. She notices the man waiting in the back of the line as she heads into the bathroom. She washes her hands and stares at her reflection. Right behind her was a small window with enough room for her to see the light outside. She looks down at her watch. 4:20. Oh, snickerdoodles! She closes and locks the bathroom door. Screams and the sound of gunshots ring outside the bathroom. A frantic girl emerges from her stall shaking. Taylor puts a finger to her lips, telling the girl to be quiet. She looks out the window and sees innocent people and families struggling to run away from the building. More gunshots sounded outside. The girl, about 15, starts panicking. "Shh," Taylor whispers. "He's right outside." Taylor looks around the bathroom, trying to find something to block the door. Everything is mounted to the wall, and the stall doors are too hard to remove. "What's your name?" Taylor asks.
"Melissa. Melissa Carnigan."
"Melissa, go hide in that stall right there." Taylor helplessly looks out the stall bathroom window, wishing she could get out. She looks down at her watch. 4:05. She slides down the cool wall onto the floor, hands pressed against her temples. Her ears ringing, her head spinning. Another round of gunshots hits closer. "The men's bathroom," she mumbles. She hurriedly scrambles to the nearest stall and shuts the door. The shooter fires a round at the door handle, busting the lock. Melissa screams through her covered mouth, but it's fairly loud. Taylor quickly straddles over the toilet seat, praying to God to let her live another day. The same man who had the checker blanket walked past her closed stall. 5 seconds passed, then shots were fired into poor Melissa. The thud of her head hitting the ground startles her. The building is dead silent, except for the heavy breathing of the killer. He kicks in the stall door next to Taylor's. More hungry customers enter the building, and the man rushes to greet them. Taylor hurries out of the stall and into the one containing Melissa. She's already long gone, with bullet holes covering her body. Taylor pulls Melissa's limp body over her, trying her best to fully cover herself. "Where are the police?" Taylor wonders. As the time passes by, the stench of Melissa's blood fills her nose. Melissa's weight made breathing for Taylor difficult. The bathroom door swings open, and the bald man kicks in every stall door, including the one Taylor was previously in. He loudly grunts in frustration. As he leaves, he fires another round from his shotgun in the bathroom. Bullets going through the stalls. One passes through Melissa and pierces Taylor right below her shoulder. She wants to cry out in pain, but bites her lip and holds it in. She covers the bleeding with her hand, throwing Melissa's body off of her. Everything goes quiet for a moment before a voice shouts out.
"Is anybody alive?"
Taylor hesitates before she gets up out of the stall and leaves the bathroom. The restaurant is littered in blood and the dead bodies of families, men and women. Her vision goes white as a SWAT officer says, "Everything is going to be all right."